Hi, Jane. What's on your mind? Thank you for calling, and thanks for your patience.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. And I just recently was diagnosed with macular degeneration, and I think it was caught really early.
Good.
And my doctor put me on a vitamin cocktail called AREDS 2. Are you familiar with that?
Vaguely, ma'am.
Okay. But it's supposed to prevent any further deterioration if I take it every day and also eat a lot of dark leafy greens every day. And I was just wondering what you thought about that and if you thought there was something better.
Well, ma'am, the reason I think there is a better program is because back in the 1980s, we at the Homa Clinic actually discovered the cause of macular degeneration, the dry type now. That's the type where things just deteriorate in the back of the eye. The so-called wet type is the type where blood vessels overgrow and get in the way of vision. And that's what I'm talking about.
I think I have the one. I don't have the one where it's involving the blood.
Right. So that's
the other one.
That's a so-called dry, and why it's called dry, I have no idea, because the backs of our eyes are wet under any circumstances, but it's called dry. I didn't make it up. Well, we discovered the causes of that, ma'am. There are at least two, and maybe a third, very, very definite causes, and if we don't address those causes, which are not in the eyeball, that's the key thing. The causes are not in the eyeball. The causes are elsewhere in the body. And if we don't do tests to discover, well, is it that cause or this cause, or in some people it's both causes, then no matter what that person does, they're going to remain at risk for macular degeneration and not only being present but getting worse. Okay, so since when people are eyeballs are deteriorating, we also put together back in the 1980s an intravenous program of all the nutrients that are known to be in higher quantities in the eyeball than nearly anywhere else in the body, because it just made sense to us that that's what it would take to repair. And what do you know, ma'am? Since the 1980s, over 70% of the people who've come in with dry macular degeneration, including my father, who went from 20/80, diagnosed by his ophthalmologist. We always insist that the ophthalmologist do that diagnosing. We're not eye doctors. But anyway, he went from 20/80 to 20/30 with his series of treatments, and his ophthalmologist couldn't believe it. He was back in Ohio. He started using the program himself, but that's another long story. Okay, so anyway, we know how to get it better in over 70%. It's not 100%, but it's definitely worth it if we're losing our vision. Now, at the same time, we find out why were all those nutrients needed intravenously? How did I know they were needed intravenously? Because people had been using them by swallowing them, and they sort of worked sometimes, and they didn't work at all other times. And so one woman who was losing her vision very rapidly, and again, this goes back to the 1980s, we decided, okay, it's not working by mouth. Let's stick it all in the IV, and we did, and oh my goodness, she could actually see better after just one treatment, even though we do use more than just one treatment usually. All right, so we need to get at the cause. And the cause is not a lack of taking AREDS. Let's get to that. The cause is elsewhere in the body. Once we find that cause, then the person doesn't need to take any more than the initial series of IVs, because then we do things that facilitate those nutrients getting in just by eating them with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, ma'am, rather than putting them into an IV. But to start with, when it's starting to show, my eyeballs are deteriorating, we want those nutrients in there rapidly delivered and gotten in. And then once the series is over, as long as the person pays attention to treating the cause of the dry macular degeneration, they're not going to have any problems anymore. And actually, one lady proved that to us. She took her IVs. Her eyes got a lot better. Her ophthalmologist couldn't believe it, but they did. And then she decided not to pay attention, who knows why, to what she'd been told to do to keep them better. And she had to come back in another series of IVs, and it was the same cause, and she neglected that again. And what I'm saying is, before she settled down and finally decided to start to really meticulously pay attention to the cause, we'd given her three different series of IVs, the last two of which weren't necessary. So anyway, ma'am, you are getting some good help, because the doctor there is thinking, oh my goodness, there's nutrients that are going to help your eyes. And there are. But wait, he doesn't yet understand, and this is not in the medical curriculum in school, That's why, probably. He doesn't understand is there's reasons that those nutrients have to be taken by some of us, and the others can live until we're 99 and not have dry macular degeneration. It's because we don't have the actual cause happen to us, ma'am, and it's not in the eyeball.
So the cause is the lack of the vitamins then?
Yes, ma'am, but why does that person have them when they've been eating well and the rest of their family's been eating okay and they don't have dry macular degeneration?
Yeah, I take a lot of vitamins. In fact, the vitamins, at least two of the vitamins that I take, that I was already taking, is in the AREDS formula.
Well, ma'am, the first thing we do when a person comes in is measure different parameters of what nutrients actually got into the body, and what we find is that the very large majority of people with dry macular degeneration, their nutrients weren't getting in properly. They weren't, and there's different causes for that.
Okay. And so after you give the intravenous injections, then what else did you need to do?
Okay. It depends on which
cause.
You
said you had to determine the cause, so how do you do that?
Okay. Well, we run tests to find out what the cause is. It's not something we can guess at, so we have to have tests run. And once we find out what the cause or causes, because sometimes it's more than one cause for that individual, then we definitely explain that for you, here's why you weren't getting your nutrients in, and maybe it's a couple of here's's. It could be one, it could be two things, it actually could be a third one sometimes. We look at all those causes, and whichever the person has, we tell them what to do to get that cause gone.
Okay.
After they take their IVs, so they don't need any more IVs. Nobody needs to be coming in for IVs every few years from dry macular degeneration once we find that cause, and they take care of that cause.
Now, when you say the IV, that's not going into the eye, the veins of the eye, is it?
It's
to in the arm?
Yes, ma'am. No, we would never, ever put in the eyeball. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked.
Now,
we'd never do that.
Yeah, the doctor also gave me this card that I'm supposed to keep on my refrigerator, and it has like a graphed grid, and then there's a little dot in the center, and he said that if those lines around the dot become wavy and the dot becomes unclear, that I'm to call him immediately. Now, what is that for? Do you know?
No, I don't, but he is doing something that I think is kind of important, and that is letting you know, just by that graph and wavy and so forth stuff, he's letting you know that, oh my goodness, your vision's getting worse and worse. Now, what he or she would do about that is, since apparently he or she is not familiar with the causes, I don't know, but it is a nice warning to have.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and all the physicians at Tahoma Clinic know how to do this, how to help people look for the cause, to ask the right questions, which lead us to the cause or causes, and so forth. So if you want to, you can check in there.
Do you know which clinic would be closest to Monroe that I should call?
At this time, we only have the clinic in Tukwila, ma'am. Some people
In Tukwila. Okay.
Yeah, some people moved away, so we're in Tukwila.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. You have a wonderful day.
You too, ma'am.